بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله وبارك على اشرف الانبياء والمرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى اله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا، اما بعد، الحمد لله. We have our next hadith that we wish to discuss today, which is hadith عن سلمان ابن عامر عضبي رضي الله عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال إذا أفطر أحدكم فليفطر على تمر فإن لم يجد فليفطر على ماء فإنه طهور. And so the hadith mentioned that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he said that if one of you is to break your fast, then let them break their fast with tamar, the dates. If you do not find it, say you do not find the date, then let them break the fast with water, for indeed it is pure. This hadith is found in the Musnad of Imam Ahmad, Sunan of Abu Dawood, Sunan of Abu Dawood, and Nasa'i and Ibn Majah, likewise the Sunan of Tirmidhi. And this particular wording is found in Sunan Tirmidhi. As for this hadith, the Sheikh Zayd, rahimahullah, Sheikh Zayd al-Madkhali, rahimahullah, he mentions that this hadith in particular is a proof upon the istihbab, the fact that it is recommended to break the fast with the rutub, and the date, the rutub date, if they have it in their possession, so if they find it. So what is recommended is the person is breaking the fast, they break the fast with the date. However, if the Sa'im, Na'am, is not able to do so, and they do not have the date, then they break the fast with the water. And the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, mentions in relation to the water itself that it's tahur. Tahur being in its definition that it is pure within its own self, so it can be consumed because it's pure. And it's a purifier as well. Water is a purifier. So you can use water to purify other things, whether it be the body, whether it be clothing, whether it be utensils, and other than that. And so, due to that state of the water, by being tahur, this is why the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he encouraged the individual to drink from it if he is breaking the fast, and as mentioned, if he's an individual that has not does not have the dates in his possession. So if you were to mention it in yani al-sabil al-tartib, yani in terms of the ordinal, in the ordinal sense, then the date would be the first that the person breaks the fast with, and that takes precedence. If they do not have the date to break the fast with, then they will break the fast with the water, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. Thereafter, we have the next hadith, which is the hadith of Abi Huraira. رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من لم يدع قول الزور وعمل به فليس لله تعالى حاجة في أن يدع طعامه وشرابه. And so Abu Huraira رضي الله عنه, he states that the Prophet, the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم, he said that whoever does not leave off full speech or acting upon it, then Allah Ta'ala does not require for him to leave off his food and his drink. And so this hadith is found in Sahih al-Bukhari. This hadith is found in Sahih al-Bukhari. Sheikh Zayd, he mentioned in relation to this particular narration, that this narration is a delil, is a proof upon the tahareen, that is haram to engage in qawl al-zur. A qawl al-zur is al-qawl al-batil, al-ikhtilaf anwa'. So, qawl al-zur is full speech, and full speech can occur in different ways, in different manners. And qawl al-zur, from the worst form of qawl al-zur, the worst form of full speech, is فيما يتعلق في حقوق الله. So full speech that is in relation to the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So a person states that which is in accordance with an aqidah fasida, yeah, in accordance with a creed that is corrupt and incorrect in relation to the correct beliefs, he states that which is batil, which opposes that. So for example, Qawl al-Zuhr in Aqeedah would be that Allah Ta'ala is in every place, is everywhere. Na'am, they said that Allah is everywhere. Or that Allah is in the revealing creation. Allah Ta'ala, no doubt, he is free of this particular statement. Na'am, Allah Ta'ala is free of these statements. And so, this example is an example of a Qawl al-Zuhr in relation to the Huquq, the rights of Allah. Likewise, a Qawl al-Zuhr fi Huquq al-Khalq, yani full speech in relation to the rights of the people, the creation. And this, no doubt, is a person indulging in that full speech. Na'am, and the speech in relation to this affair, that it may be that the person has full speech fi يعني نقل كلام الناس, so they transmit speech على وجه الإحسان is mentioned, and so they transmit the speech of the people with the intent of causing corruption. Not that this is the definition of telcaring. Definition of namima. Or the person, they have speech in relation to the arad al-nas. They have speech in relation to the honor of the people. And so this again could be in relation to yani backbiting or yani slander. When it comes to the backbiting, then this is kalam fi arad al-nas, and speaking about that which is harmful to the honor of an individual. However, ala wajh al-haq, yani that is true what has been stated. However, this is a statement that is harmful to the honor of the individual. And likewise, you have the slander, which is false speech. So speech that doesn't carry truth with it. And again, it's harmful to the honor of the individual. And so this is what we understand from this Qawl al-Zuhr. And likewise as well, the Qawl al-Zuhr is mentioned is a kadhib, is lying. So a person that just speaks and their speech is ala khilaf al-waqi'. So their speech opposes that which has occurred. Now, the speech is opposed that which has occurred. From the worst type of lying, no doubt, is the lying upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. As he mentioned, alayhi salatu wasalam, من كذب علي متعمدا فيتبوع مقعده من النار. Whoever lies upon me intentionally, that let him take his seat within the hellfire. Likewise, from the Qawl al-Zuhr is shahadat al-Zuhr. That from the false speech as well is that the person he gives false yani testament. And all of these things are mentioned in terms of the relation to the right of the one that is fasting. That the person that is fasting is upon him to leave off all of these things. This is mentioned in relation to the fasting individual, not because this is a tahareem in relation to just the fasting individual. That just when he's fasting is haram. These things are haram when you're fasting. So I can, the individual sign, oh, ghais al muftir yani, ghais sign. If a person is fasting or not, these things are all haram. However, if a person is seeking to fast al akmal al wajh, the person is seeking to fast in a manner that is the most perfect of ways of fasting, and seeking to fast now to complete that fast in the best way possible, then of course he should leave off all of these actions. Now, he should leave off all of these actions in order to perfect the fast. And with that, he also mentions yani the Qawl al-Zuhr, which is jahd, in that ignorance. And that ignorance in of itself is a da'. That ignorance in of itself is an ailment. And that the person that falls into that ignorance is that it will cause him to fall into that false speech. It will cause him to fall into that false speech. And thereafter, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions in the narration that Allah ta'ala does not require for him to leave off his food and his drink. With this particular usloob, this particular manner in which the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions this affair, then it is the ghayat inkar, an absolute rejection of these actions that are done by the fasting individual. And so thus must be left off by the fasting individual. And that if the person falls into the cold of zuhr, and as mentioned in another narration, jahal, yani, and it is ignorance as well, and thus acts upon it, then the person, now this action is rejected from them. And was understood from amal bidhalik, was understood by way of the one acting upon that false speech, is that the person has harama nafsahu min thawab siyam. So he has now made a haram upon himself, na'am, and he has now prohibited himself from the thawab, the reward of that particular fast. And so إِذَا نَمَنْزِلَ مَنْ أَكَلْ وَشَرِبْ إِلَّا عَنْ صَوْمَهُ لَا يُقَالْ بِبُطْلَانِ. And so he's the one that, as if he is eating a drunk. I know, as if he's a person that began to fast but then began to eat and drink. Except that we don't say that the person's fasting batil, and the person's fasting nullified. However, we understand that the person engaged in all of this whilst fasting, now, it's as if he's the same individual that was fasting, but he started eating and drinking. Now, it's yeah, meaning essentially that they were devoid of the reward of the fast. In the same manner in which a person may begin his fast and he begins to eat and eat and drink, it can't now be said that he's fasting the same as the one that didn't eat and drink. And so, the same way that we understand that, we understand that the one that engages in full speech, now, it can't now be said that his fast, in terms of the thawab, in terms of the reward, is going to be the same as the fast of the one that doesn't engage in these things and acting upon these things. Allah Ta'ala knows best. Now, and so, no doubt his fast is not like the one. Now, even though his fast is not batil, his fast is not nullified, could not be said that his fast is the one command Sam Fasana Lisanahu min aqwal al-batila. So it cannot be said that he's like the one that fasted and he preserved his tongue and maintained that his tongue did not fall into full speech. And his jawarih, his limbs fasted as well with him, by way of staying away from af'al al-qabiha, staying away from evil action. And that he benefits himself, an individual benefits himself for that which benefits him. And he busies himself for that which benefits him in the dunya and the akhirah. These people are not the same. In terms of the thawab, in terms of the reward, you cannot say that these people are the same. And so this is a tahdir, a warning, yani a severe warning, that the person should be wary of falling into false speech from ghiba and namima, kadhib and shahadat al-zuhr. Yeah, they fall into false speech, whether it be false speech of ghiba, yani backbiting, tail carrying, lying, na'am, giving false witness. And likewise as well, it's a severe warning against jahil. Na'am, against this jahil, against this ignorance that leads the person to fall into these actions. And that the person may see the uquba, may see the recompense of that in the dunya or in the akhirah. And so we understand that from this is a severe punishment from this narration. Severe punishment against these particular actions. and that the person should busy themselves with a'mal and aqwal tayyiba. The first individual busy himself with those actions which are good, pure, recites the Quran, the remembrance of Allah generally, and busy himself with af'al al-jameela, busy himself with the beautified actions. Now, and these are the things that essentially benefit him in his ibadah, benefit him in terms of his worship of Allah Ta'ala. And that will occur, will be on his mizan al hasanat, and will strengthen and be weigh heavy upon his scales. And so, with that, yeah, in those righteous actions, what comes with that is the jaza, is the reward from Allah Ta'ala, the one that completes those righteous actions, as well as his pleasure. Na'am, Allah, the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala, yani Rabb al-Samawati wal-Ard. And this, alhamdulillah, is the conclusion of this particular explanation of this particular hadith. And alhamdulillah, we'll conclude with that as well. Barakallahu feekum. Wa jazakum allahu khayra. Wa sallallahu wa barak ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. Wa akhada wa ala alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Barakallahu feekum.